Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Fly ball, deep right center field. Back goes Martin. Near the warning track. He's there. He's got it.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wildcats are back in action at Ryan Field with 5 Big Ten home games this season. The full schedule and ticket information all available at NUSports.com. Coming up roughly in about 30 minutes, John Fox addresses the media up in Lake Forest. We'll carry his press conference live right here on the station. Now, the Bears' offense was both offensive and anemic yesterday, but Akeem Hicks, he remains confident in the offense. He was on with Mully and Hanley this morning.
Our offense is taking some bumps and bruises this past Sunday. And, you know, I'm sure that they have the right mentality coming into this week and are going to say, you know what, there's some things that we can do better. Just like defensively, we can say that there's things we need to do better. But I'm especially sure that they're going to go in the books and make something better happen for us this coming week here.
Maybe. Injury news, the word is that linebacker Nick Witkowski is out for the season. He's got a torn pectoral muscle, the same injury that sidelined Jarrell Freeman. Again, John Fox will talk about that hopefully coming up at the bottom of the hour. The Bears may not be successful on the field, but they sure are in the accounting ledgers. They're worth $2.85 billion. They rank number 7 on Forbes NFL valuation list. The Dallas Cowboys number 1, $4.8 billion. Baseball, the Cubs have switched pitchers for the upcoming two-game set down in Tampa Bay. Mike Montgomery will go tomorrow. John Lester now moves back to Wednesday, and no update on Jake Arrieta, who might pitch in the following series in Milwaukee. And the White Sox, they next play tomorrow night down in Houston. Fresh, fast, and tasty. Jimmy John's is love at first bite, where locally purchased hand-sliced produce and all-natural meats are served every day. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meat. This scoreboard update brought to you by U.S. Waterproofing. Searching for a solution to cracks in your brickyard? Visit uswaterproofing.com to learn about foundation settling. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way tomorrow, late afternoon, 5:35. Mark Brody's pregame show, and then the game against Tampa Bay. All right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
This transition is brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores.
Thank you, David Schuster. Thank you to Joe Ostrowski for having our updates today. Thank you to Jim Miller, Glennon guy. Thank you to Big Cat Williams for being on the show as well.
It's Jay, Big Glennon guy.
Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, guys. Ray Diaz, thank you so much. Brian Gertz does a video stream and does it well. Watch 670thescore.com. Tomorrow.
Does he not have a television?
Tomorrow is Joe Madden
the
Day.
One question I didn't ask.
Joe Madden at noon tomorrow in his old haunt of Tampa Bay. Jeff Passan will be on tomorrow to talk baseball. Lombardi. Not Tony Lombardi or Vince Lombardi or Ernie Lombardi, but Michael Lombardi. Michael Lombardi will be on tomorrow, as he is on Tuesdays. And 3 Technique will check in with 3 cities, 3 stories around the sports universe.
Bernstein and Goff are here. Jason's rocking the Mitchapalooza t-shirt. You can see it at watch670thescore.com.
It starts today, gentlemen.
It does. Today. Yes, it did.
Yeah, I don't like wasting time in life, you know? And what's up, Sheets?
It's a waste of time. Oh, dude.
What's up, Sheets?
The whole thing. That's why I want to simulate. I want to simulate the whole damn Glennon portion of the
like
year.
I don't like wasting time in life. And I don't feel like being the smart, you know, deep thinking sports radio guy today. I'm just going to be the dude who wants to be entertained by something that you told me was going to be good. And if it's going to be good,
let's start seeing it be good.
Let's start it right damn now. I feel like the fan base is discernible enough to understand that what's his fault and what isn't his fault and what's young quarterback, you know, maturation and all this other stuff. But if you're going to tell me the reason why you don't want to play the guys because it's not a soft landing spot, well, you were 3-13 last year. Cam Meredith is gone. Kevin White might not ever be the guy you wanted him to be. If you are holding out because a guard who – for some reason, keeps tap dancing on Instagram. Somebody needs to tell the Bears that Kyle Long is telling people that he's going to play week two, and he wasn't out there. So if you are waiting for a guard to start your jewel, to start the guy that you moved up one pick,
it can't be for that reason.
Well, I'm just getting rid of all the other stuff.
Well, the big one's gone. What got vaporized was the he takes care of the ball argument.
That's tough. Of course he wasn't.
But the tent pole of their argument was care and management and being
and low
the
trash
adult.
Get around his feet. He started doing the Charleston immediately.
Right. That's when I got mad this morning, Bernsies. When we listened back, we've got about a minute 40 of it of John Fox. I know he's going to talk in a minute here, but a minute 40 of him like telling you that you didn't see a quarterback that killed his team. Telling you that there's a lot of other people, and he making excuses for the interception. Didn't even mention one of the picks he's talking about.
He blamed it on Bellamy. He said Bellamy's route was bad.
Yeah, and he didn't even mention the Deion Sims one. That coach is should be embarrassed for sending you a line of garbage last night about the quarterback. That's when I got mad. Not watching it, but when I heard the coach lie to me.
He's one of the worst coaches that I have experienced in my watching football life in this city. And you can give me Mark Trestman all you want. Mark Trestman lit it up for 1 year before they came back and got his ass. The NFL was like, oh, this is what you're doing. Get your ass out of here. This is going to be the third straight season this man has started 0-3. And you can mark this one down because ain't nothing happening with the Steelers outside of a plane accident or a bus crash that's going to make them lose this game coming up this week.
Oh, they're starting 0-4 at a minimum. They're not winning in Green Bay on a short week.
I'm just talking about his record of 0-3.
Yeah.
Starting that 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Talking about John Fox here. And I'm not the coach fired dude. I don't scream for that all the time. But I'm still, and I asked it last year. I asked it when we talked about his speech. What does he do? If you're the guy that's the coachy Coachington, can't have Danny Trevathan embarrassing you out there.
You can't have Tariq Cohen doing that.
Well, Tariq Cohen was out there. That's one of those rookie mistakes that'll never happen again, probably. And that will get you beat in that moment. You know, like we see him all the time. Like, aha. He thought this wasn't the NFL just now, and it gets you beat.
Right, they overcame one turnover. Yeah, yeah. They're not overcoming four in the first half.
You're not overcoming extending drives with an offense. By the way,
if this is
week four, that's a 45-7 loss. This is week one for them.
Right, of course. Yeah,
Jameis Winston was decent. He wasn't great. He was good at all.
He missed
some open guys.
He missed Deshaun Jackson deeper than the deepest. Quentin Demps, by the way, anytime he wants to make a tackle, feel free to do so. He did it three times yesterday. I think it was lost in the haze of everybody understanding how bad the game was. You go back and watch what Quentin Demps did this morning, and it's awful. All right? You look at the Charles Sims play where Jameis missed him when he had a linebacker on a wheel route and beat his ass down the field, and he overthrew it. That game is 45-7 with a little fine-tuning and a little bit more sharp, a little bit more efficient play from their offense. That, there is no reason, and I love everybody that's been giving me all the reasons, and they haven't given me a good enough one. I'm not a time waster. There is no reason why Mitch Trubisky should not be starting here coming up. And I know all the people who want to, tell me, the offensive line, it's never going to be perfect enough.
That's what they'll tell you is that the offensive line sucks. They can't run the ball.
They're
and they have terrible
right.
Receivers.
So what? They're right. It doesn't matter. I'm with you. I said it all show. Immediately after the game, I was like, okay, let's account for everything that's going on here. Understand the timetable. And even the dumbest person involved have to know the timetable's accelerated.
Right.
But then after I wrote a thing and I sat back, and then when I heard all the John Fox quotes trickling in, then I just started to really understand.
He's trying to staple wins onto a career that he knows is coming to an end.
Fans are getting played by him, and when he doesn't want to pull the pin on the grenade that ends his coaching career.
That's what it is.
That's all it is. He knows that he should pull this pin because it's in the best interest of the Bears. He doesn't give a damn about the Bears.
And they're not going to fire him mid-season, though. They're not going to fire him mid-season because the Bears don't do that. So he understands that, too.
I think Ryan Pace and John Fox are lockstep on not playing Mitch for a while here.
No way.
Oh, no.
I think Ryan Pace is going to ultimately make the decision to play him. Of course he is. But I think he plays sooner than everyone's giving him credit
for. We all know John Fox is fired.
Because I think Ryan Pace is
good. He is fired.
Ryan Pace, John Fox sounded like a guy doing his bidding.
Oh, no. Not from what I'm hearing.
No, I mean, we've been looking to it. We've been on the outlook for like them being in disagreement.
I think
Ryan Pace philosophically believes that Mitch needs to wait, and that decision has been made, and you won't see him until week five at the beginning.
He believes that because, if he does believe that, it's because he wants to make sure that this is his career that he's stapling this kid to. But now, like you said, the timetable has been accelerated.
Ideally,
I don't think he gives a damn about John Fox.
I think that they might fire him mid-season.
I know
the Bears don't do it, but they're empowering this general manager to do something that this Bears team has never done before either.
They traded up and drafted a quarterback higher than they ever have before. That's a button that people above Ryan Pace push. That. You don't just say, hey, I'm firing this guy, and they go, oh, okay, cool. No, that doesn't go down.
I don't think firing Fox solves anything either, but I think that Ryan Pace has been empowered as the general manager.
Which you argued time and time again, Bernsy, about how Ryan Pace has been empowered. Mm-hmm. He's the one deciding that Mitch Trubisky doesn't play for a while. What is a while? At least 4 weeks. Maybe it's 8 weeks until the bye. He threatened it to be the whole year, and everybody's like, oh, no. Look, we all want Mitch to get in there, but Pace doesn't want him in there, at least for a while.
He has to say those things because of the soft-ass quarterback that he signed, too, that everybody was okay with for a couple of days.
I hope that Glennon sucks enough that it forces them to do it earlier than they were gonna, but they're sitting on it.
I just hope he's
It's
himself.
Inevitable. This portion of the season was freaking inevitable, and Ryan Pace is part of that.
I don't have to root for him to suck, though. I just want him to be himself. I'm cool with him being himself, because who he is will push Mitch Trubisky to the forefront. And when you designate a number two pick overall as your number two quarterback, that means that anytime something happens, he is ready. That and yesterday wasn't the time because that defense was angry and of course
he shouldn't
be your number two.
Yes, why? The quarterbacks play poorly in the NFL and don't get benched all the time.
Right, he should be your number two because he's not running scout team.
He ran some scout team this past week. They've spoke out of both sides of their mouth on what he's actually doing in practice. I think he's doing both, that's not open to the media.
He is doing both. And both he and Sanchez are doing both. And they could have done that if he was the number two or the number three. I think the number two is a PR move to like, oh, yeah, here we go. He's your number two quarterback. But if they're not going to play him until it's perfect, then he can't be your number two.
It's got to be more than a PR move because your number three isn't active. So once you put him in, you can't put anybody else in the game. Mm-hmm. So it's more than a PR move. When you designate that 46 or 47, I don't know what it is for game day now, 46, I believe.
No, I hear you.
46 you plus the third quarterback.
Yeah, when you designate that means that person is next in line, and if you don't play him, then nobody – you're going to be out there with a wide receiver if Mark Sanchez gets
hurt. I don't think Pace wants to play him for a while, and I get what they're doing. I just don't want to watch it. That's the this portion of the year was coming. I just don't want to see it.
This is all fluid, but as I currently understand the dynamic, Pace and Fox have only had an arm's length relationship. There's only been a detente, a working understanding of who does what. All Fox does is bitch about everything. Nothing's ever right. He's very difficult to work with, and we know for a fact that this is it for Fox. This is it. He's not going to be the coach of the Bears next year. We know this. So at some point, Ryan Pace has to understand that John Fox playing for his record or playing for victories or playing for whatever in his mind he's playing for cannot be the interest of the Chicago Bears. But so it's a matter of...
There's one piece I feel like you're missing. Isn't it possible, if not probable, that it's actually in John Fox's best interest to win games this year by playing Mitch Trubisky?
But that's not going to happen, though.
in John Fox's best interest.
Trubisky is better than him.
Yeah, but
Mike Glennon is awful.
He's a better. Period. He's a better.
He's awful.
He's a better. Correct. He's a better prospect.
Or he might lose games differently.
Yeah,
he might.
But that's why you can't compare it to the Texans situation.
But Fox will never see that. Fox is that's anathema to him. The idea of a rookie quarterback, the instability, the lack of small C conservatism in that, Fox cannot comprehend that being in his own best interest.
But what do you think?
Even if you can argue that it might be.
If they had to win next week, and obviously I think that they lose to the Steelers with either of them, but you have to beat Pittsburgh next week. Your life depends on it. Who you want playing quarterback.
I'll take high risk, high reward.
Me too.
And the entertainment value, just to want to watch.
I've divided this into thirds. I think that's the most important third for me.
The entertainment value?
Is what I want to watch.
Sure.
I listen, if you're going to tell me that you
but
have
that's not
to
what they should prioritize,
close,
obviously.
No, I can dig it, but yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not.
Their
best
sure.
interest doesn't behoove me at all. If they suck, people are going to listen.
I'm with you.
You know, so I just don't like watching them spin their wheels. And as soon as the game is over, you got it ready. You got it ready with what he didn't do wrong,
that's
what he did
thing.
Do wrong. And you don't do that for anyone else.
You're right.
You don't do that
for
anybody else.
He said, I got to watch the tape on anything that could have possibly been a Glennon criticism. Yeah. But everything else, he was happy to say.
You have to watch the tape on Jarrell Freeman's concussion. when you told people that he couldn't get he had marbles in his mouth and he couldn't get the call out. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to wait to
tell
people.
That happened Monday, in fairness.
We're going to hear John Fox.
That was insane.
Look, we're going to carry his press conference live in just a few minutes.
That should be glorious.
I just hope they put it to him, because some of what happened yesterday and some of the way John Fox tried to spin this, as you're mentioning, is really not justifiable. Why is this position? Why do you make excuses for Mike Glennon when everybody knew he sucked? And I know, like, I don't want to step on people. People have jobs. There's some good reporters in that room.
Right.
But this is a day. This is a day on the Bears beat where you set this thing up and you hunt like a pack of wolves. And you work together to try to make this guy explain the unexplainable.
Well, they tried for about five or six questions in a row yesterday, and he didn't go there. So we'll see what he does today.
You can storm off with this. You know, if that last question comes four questions in, you know it's getting a little hot in there. And, hey, it's right there for you, though. Like, I feel like sometimes you and I talked about this, how like we've taken this to the next level of higher brow conversation, and all of a sudden we start out thinking ourselves. It's right there for you. The man is a backup quarterback. You said that he was going to be a backup, a starter.
They said
until
he's gonna be a starter.
until he showed that he was a backup.
So how long is that?
What are we doing?
And the fact that they're not counting this as the first time he's shown it to you is despicable.
So you're gonna tell me that Tom Compton is going to get healthier, that Kyle Long all of a sudden is going to start playing with injuries. By the way, people start asking questions about that.
Yeah.
At what point are you going to be healthy enough that you want to play? And I never thought I'd hear somebody call him 100%, but it's getting very close to that.
I think Pace wants
let's go.
Wants a rookie quarterback to sit, and that's just the way it's going to be.
This is way more entertaining than what the hell we're going to listen to in 15 minutes.
It is 46 total now, by the way. That third quarterback
46,
thing
right?
is not there anymore,
okay.
though. As the extra roster spot, so my bad on that.
No, correction.
Yeah. But John Fox coming up. It's Burstein and Goff on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Alex Ovechkin released an impassioned, angry statement Friday after learning that the NHL has strong-armed the International Hockey Association into not allowing any of the league's players to play in the Olympics. After Commissioner Gary Bettman and the owners foolishly decided not to allow their players to take part in South Korea next February, Ovechkin and a number of other European players declared they would play regardless. Hockey is the only major sport where many of the players would rather win an Olympic gold medal than their league's championship. Ovechkin has played for Russia in three Olympics, never winning a medal. He considers that, not the Washington Capitals' failures in the playoffs, his greatest failure. Ovechkin's right. If he wants to play for his country, he should be allowed to do so. I'm John Feinstein.
CBS Sports Radio.
dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it really on John Fox when you decide that Elshon Jeffrey is superfluous to demand and you let him go because he doesn't really want to be here? That's fine. You never replaced him. You let a guy go and you never replaced him.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mike Lennon was never the reason that you were in position to win the game.
It's like he stares directly into the pressure. Like it's looking at the sun or looking at cleavage or whatever. Like he's just, he is mesmerized by the pressure.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale every single Nissan. The choice is clear. Chicago, save more at Woodfield Nissan. Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995 or a 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf and Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall. Or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $1,389 per month for 1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
How are you giving Fox a fair bite at the apple here? You trade it up, and there's nothing wrong with trading up, provided the kid is good. You know, you got what looks like a good quarterback, but it's hands off. You can't play him. So you got a player you can't play with the greatest asset that you had in the offseason. Fox is supposed to win without that.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Chris Bryant.
We have a pretty good opportunity here to kind of separate ourselves. But at the same time, don't put too much pressure on ourselves. There's no need for it. Because, you know, I think at the end of the day, we know what type of team we have. We know what we're capable of. So if we just go out there and play, you know, I think good things will happen.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it really on John Fox? When you decide that Elshon Jeffrey is superfluous to demand and you let him go because he doesn't really want to be here, that's fine. You never replaced him. You let a guy go and you never replaced him.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Basically not a good day at the office.
Now we'll hear from John Fox from Halas Hall in just a moment as we broadcast live on this Bears Monday from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. John Fox in just a bit. Zach Zaidman will report after that. Dan Pompey at 3. Rich Campbell at 5. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, The Score. You email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live streaming, 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. We also have the Instagram feed at Bernstein Goff Show.
You can see the White Walkers that travel throughout this city. There's a lot of them.
And
there's silver-haired, flaky old men and ladies that walk around this city.
Always a fun time on Bears Mondays to be on the Facebook page. Just like the 670 The Score page, and you can enjoy that. There's the website, BernsteinandGoffShow.com. That is for podcasts and the like. Our video stream is at Watch670TheScore.com and on Facebook Live. It's directed by Brian Gertsch.
Had a quick look at Mitch Trubisky on the sideline, the number one pick from North Carolina, who the Bears traded up to get. They have Glennon, and Glennon is not a bad quarterback.
What are you watching, Dick?
Come on, man.
Huh?
Come on.
Come on, Tricky Dick. I'm going to tell you something right now. Dick Stockton is
done.
It's past fun. It's like he's dropping gems on you. He thinks they're gems. And then Schlereth was like, oh, you wanted me to comment on that nonsense you just said? It was tough. Get ready for 4 or 5 more Dick appearances as well, by the way. Dick Stockton is, if that's the F team, you found the right one, baby.
Our EP is Nick Shepkowski.
I love it. Play a little Smash Mouth down there.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Okay.
Is that one of those ones where like people liked it back then, but now it's cool to crap on it? Is Smash Mouth that band? Like,
I mean, I liked them.
Yeah, right? The band sucked. And then they're like 7 times platinum. It was like Maroon 5 or, you know, some of these other.
I saw them at House of Blues, actually. Yeah. And it was fun. And their best stuff was Van Halen covers. They did some kick-ass Van Halen covers. But I also like the fact the lead singer came out with a bottle of Jägermeister. And he took a sip out of it. And then he handed it down to the crowd.
Let it go around.
He said, pass this around. It makes the music sound better.
Damn right. Like, everything doesn't have to be hard charging. Like, sometimes you just want to vibe. Sometimes you want to catch a rhythm.
It's fine.
You never catch that rhythm on Sundays at noon, though.
Oh, God. I don't know.
We're only catching
a virus.
We're only 2 in.
I know.
We're 2 in. Everyone's dead.
And we're past fun bad. And everyone's dead.
Wait a minute, but we never got to
fun bed. No, we never got fun bed. That is the audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Well, if you guys are hungry, you know, Arthur Blank wanted to make this stadium fan-friendly by keeping the cost of concessions low. So hot dogs are $2, sodas are $2 with free refills from soda machines placed around the concourse, nachos, $3, popcorn, $2, And Blank mandated that those same prices remain for all events held here, including the College Football National Championship, the Super Bowl, and Final Four when they are here, Al.
Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Blank. I haven't seen, you know, Chris, I haven't seen those prices on a menu since 1974.
Really?
Oh, maybe 83. I don't know.
83.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
If Al Michaels isn't on it, you've gone Hollywood.
Bring it home, Al Michaels.
Al can bring something else
home. Yeah, this segment is brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Scoreboard update.
128 from the Northwestern Football Update Studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wildcats are back in action at Ryan Field. Five Big Ten home games this season. The full schedule and ticket information all available at NUSports.com. We have John Fox press conference coming up very shortly from Lake Forest. You'll hear it live right here on The Score. And one of the many topics Fox will undoubtedly discuss is Nick Kwiatkowski's injury, a torn pectoral muscle, we're being told, which would likely knock him out for the season. Elsewhere, Carolina tight end Greg Olson, he's out 6 to 8 weeks, a broken foot. Atlanta linebacker Vic Beasley out a month with a slight hamstring tear, and Cleveland wide receiver Corey Coleman out indefinitely with a broken hand. And also in the NFL, a district court judge has denied the league's motion for an emergency stay of an injunction that is allowing Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott to continue playing. The league is now going to turn to the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. This scoreboard update brought to you by Staples. Staples has great deals on laptops and a full range of tech services to help your business, like data recovery and virus protection. Now get an HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i5 processor for $469.99. That's $170 savings. Offer ends on 9/23. Staples, it's pro time. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way late afternoon tomorrow, 5:35. Mark Grody's pregame show, and then the game down in Tampa Bay, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Cancel the rest of the season.
No, not yet. Not yet. Got to see Mitchell Palooza first. Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. It's a Bears Monday. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We're going to hear from John Fox here in a matter of moments. You can release the hounds. Press that X button. Let everybody go ahead and line up and get their thoughts in. You can be first in line to tell us how you felt for 3 hours and 15 minutes, whatever the hell that was yesterday. After, was it 4:13 left in the second quarter, that game was over without a chance of being interesting, of being, you know, anything that you can learn from. That game was terrible from start to finish, and your quarterback didn't help you out at all. I know he wasn't the reason why you lost, but I'd like to see something else.
Well, besides,
you couldn't get off the field, you know, twice with Danny Trevathan's, you know, handsiness.
One was a legit call. The other, I'm not so sure.
A little touchy, but listen, you can't turn the ball over or get penalties on special teams. That happened yesterday. You know, they're not good enough for them to play the way they did, and for John Fox to, you know, be the coach that he's supposed to be, and all these things. Yeah, we're gonna play it close to the vest. Well, if you play it close to the vest,
you don't have a vest.
They need a vest.
Somebody lit your vest on fire.
They need a vest.
You don't have a vest. You have no vest.
Somebody get
DeRay
on the phone.
Right now. You don't have one. You can't play it close to something you don't have. Here's what you got to do with John Fox. You've got to put it to him today by asking why and how. It's the simplest form of asking a question. When he says Mike Glennon gives us the best chance to win, you say, why are you sticking with Mike Glennon? And then he'll say, oh, it gives the best chance to win. How does he
give
you?
We made a commitment to him.
How does he give you the best chance to win? And then pin him down of why this is different from other positions where you're constantly making changes.
Competition.
You're constantly pulling guys out. You're constantly talking about the importance of competition. Make him squirm explaining why and how. And make him harumph. Make him not say it then. But you can't just let him, as usual, that doesn't cut it right now. You've got a guy you traded up to draft number two overall. You traded up.
That's the most important part to me, Dan.
You traded up to draft the number two overall.
He's the first quarterback taken in this draft.
The first quarterback taken, and you're going out of your way to say why he's not supposed to play for this team right now. Why? Why Mike Glennon? How are you better with him? How are the Bears closer to winning a Super Bowl? You can literally ask him that. Yeah. How does it get the Chicago Bears closer to winning the Super Bowl to continue to play Mike Glennon?
for me, it's about the time that's being wasted. And we talked to Brian Billick on Thursday about it. The time that is being wasted right now is ridiculous. First of all, their offensive line is not going to get a whole lot, hell of a lot healthier. All right, Kyle Long is going to come back, right? But throughout the season, people are going to fall off. Hronas Grasu is not the guy you want playing center at any point. But you got injuries. That's fine. This dream scenario of, well, this isn't the time. Like, for instance, the people on the Facebook live chat right now who have said this, oh, this is not the time right now.
What's the time?
Yes. Tell me the time. Is it week 9 when everyone is dead? This guy, first, you drafted him because you like his accuracy and you like his legs. He's a guy who can be mobile inside the pocket and outside the pocket. He can move around a little bit. You watch Mike Glennon with any sense or hint of trash around his legs, and he turns himself into one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL.
The numbers back that
the
up.
The numbers. By the numbers. So what are we doing here? If we're all about evaluating a 3-13 team last year, and your quarterback isn't giving you the best opportunity to evaluate that, I heard people thought this Bears team was going to beat the Buccaneers this week. How? Because it had to be, you thought that Mike Glennon was going to be better than he is, or better than he was. That Atlanta thing that you saw a couple of weeks ago, that's not going to happen that often. This team is bad on offense. They're bad. They can't.
You don't have the secret weapon of Tariq Cohen anymore. If you saw what they did to him and just said, all right.
I think his skills will be on display. If you're talking about package plays, fine. They did the little fake jet sweep thing to start the game, and they're like, we don't care about that. Jordan Howard's dead now. By the way, Jordan Howard needs to stop ignoring the media. This is 2 weeks in a row he hasn't talked to anybody. If you're angry, that's fine. You know, this is part of the game here. This is part of why you get paid the money that you get paid, so you could be, you know, with a conduit to the fans. People want to hear that you're not getting enough carries, whatever the case may be. But I'm getting to the point where, if John Fox is going to be around so that a lot of vets can play in situations that they shouldn't be, that's going to be to the detriment of your team, too. What are we going to wait till week 9, week 10, before we see, you know, other guys like Adam Shaheen instead of some of the dudes that are out there right now? Like, I'm fine with burning this whole thing down and playing the people that you think will take you into the new playoff frontier.
This segment is brought to you by Sprint. You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting a great deal on the best-selling Motorola from Sprint. Visit Sprint.com/freephones to learn more. Sprint works for me, John Fox. Any moment, don't go anywhere. We're going to carry it. You got the score.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it really on John Fox when you decide that Elshon Jeffrey is superfluous to demand and you let him go because he doesn't really want to be here? That's fine. You never replaced him. You let a guy go and you never replaced him.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Afraid you're...
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Tuxedo is the place to get decked out for a wedding, holiday party, or homecoming. Tuxedo suits, men's clothing, they have it all. Visit one of their 5 Chicagoland locations or formerlymodern.com.
Here's John Fox.
How you doing? Really not much change since I addressed some of you yesterday. Pretty much looked the same on tape as it did yesterday at the stadium. You know, again, I think if you go out there and turn the ball over 4 times in the first half of the game, no matter who you're playing, I think it can tend to look like that. So I'll take any questions. They're still evaluating them. You know, we're kind of in a wait and see. There's all kind of different opinions you get, so we don't have a final analysis quite at this point.
Serious, obviously, huh?
Well, I think any injury is serious. You know, the extent of it, I just don't know yet.
What about
about sitting?
Same thing. They're still looking at it. It was ribs. We'll keep you updated a minute. We know something, and I'm sure we'll release it.
Did anything crop up with Jordan Howard over the last 12, 24 hours?
No, he had a shoulder. I think he got last week.
John, what's your take on Jordan's start to the season? He's banged up a little bit. He's seemed to take a boycott to the media over the last 10 days or so. The times
I was just made aware of that, actually. So I didn't realize that.
What do you make of his start? You know, how's his state of mind?
Well, I think I'd preface that I don't like our start. You know, that would include, you know, everybody. But, you know, I've not seen an issue. Like I said, I was just made aware of the media thing today. So I'm sure he'll be talking to y'all soon.
Is the shoulder injury something that will have to be monitored going forward?
Not really. I don't think, you know, we've done that in the first 2 weeks. You know, I think, you know, obviously, you know, we're playing different people as well. So I think we're still early in the season before we get too caught up on everything.
John, on Mike's first interception yesterday, mm-hmm. moving the ball pretty well at that point. He told us it was a quick game. You guys have practiced a lot. Is he supposed to see something pre-snap, or is he supposed to react right away, or is that just...
Well, I think if you ask Mike, and I'd say the same thing, I think, you know, that's a throw he'd like to have back. You know, yesterday I said, you know, a lot was made of the quarterback, and the reality is, you know, we all had our signature on it. It doesn't mean he wasn't involved at all. You know, I'm sure there was two or three plays like everybody there, and same with coaches, that you'd like to have back.
But unsolicited, he did that.
There's so much talk about the quarterback. I'm sure you hear fans want Trubisky in now. Before week one, you said Glennon gives you the best chance to win. Do you still believe that now?
Well, I think after two games, it's really hard to evaluate somebody. You know, I think... you know, in two articles, I don't know if you should be fired or kept, you know, off of two things. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that, you know, right now that's the case. And, you know, we're playing,
Skip Bayless.
You know, probably, you know, it's arguably one of the better teams we're going to play this year, week at home. So, you know, we're going to do everything in our power to, you know, look a little bit more like we did in week one than week two. You know, it gives us a chance.
Why give Mitch cleanup work in the fourth quarter just to get him out of the field?
You know, like what I'd remind everybody is that we have our starting quarterback is two games as a Bear, and at the point you're probably talking about is maybe the fourth quarter of that game. You know, all those things are going to be important for him moving forward too. I wish we could play two quarterbacks at once, but you know, I don't know that would be our best options.
John, you've had two instances in your career where a change of quarterback has actually really helped your team mm-hmm. in Carolina and in Denver with Tebow or Oregon. How does that affect how you manage the situation, not so much maybe today, but as we go further in and then looking down the road?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's something that is, you know, is upstairs we talk about every day. You know, I think, you know, we had a pretty good feel of what we were doing to start with, and we still feel pretty good about that moving forward with Mike being the guy.
Why?
And we'll see where that takes us. You know, I can't predict the future. I don't think anybody here can. If you did, you'd be in another line of work. But, you know, Mike Glennon will be our starting quarterback against Pittsburgh.
And why?
We're going to do everything we can to get him prepared. And, you know, not just Mike Glennon, our whole football team.
And again, based on the previous experience, you know, the quarterback is just one guy, but it seems like in both these instances, you saw that a quarterback can have an effect on the entire team, like giving them a spark into the game. I mean, that eventually becomes a factor.
Well, every experience or every situation is unique. You know, going back to Carolina, it was a tough call on what we were going to do to start the season. I think in Denver, it was probably week six when we made a change. So pretty close. Well, we're being picky. I think, sorry. That's all right. That was off one. But anyways, you know, I think everything's unique. I mean, I don't want to get into hypotheticals. I can't compare, you know, those teams. They're completely different teams, you know, so... you know, we're marching forward to where we are right now.
Just
whenever you guys do make a change, sooner or later, whatever, will that be a function of how Mitch is playing in practice or how Mike is playing in games?
No, I don't want to get into all the hypotheticals.
It's not a hypothetical.
Fairly clean, you know. Same thing with the injuries as well.
So, John, as the organization continues to develop Mitch Trubisky in practice, what are some of the pitfalls you guys are mindful of when it comes to potentially playing him before he's ready, so to speak?
Well, I don't know that anybody has a crystal ball when that is. You know, I know I don't, and I'm here every day.
You're the coach.
My man. Watching in practice and on video. And,
yeah, this Gregory Hines shoes,
you know, right
on
now,
all
we're
day,
just trying
boy.
To develop, really, three quarterbacks. really, two primarily, and that's Mike, you know, and Mitchell, and just because they've never been with us before. Like I said, we're, you know, just completed the second game of a 16-game regular season schedule.
Challenge! I challenge you to tap dance better than that.
That you'd be concerned about playing a rookie before he's a rookie quarterback before he's ready. Is it, you know, a confidence thing? Is it a, you know, developmental issue?
It's a job thing.
What's the trade-off?
You just kind of know when it's time, you know.
How will you know?
You know, again, you can't measure it all exactly the same because people are all different.
How do you know?
There how is. Do I know what?
There it is.
How do you?
Well, I mean, I'm not the only one. I mean, there's a lot
you're
of people
the coach.
Evaluating the situation, and I like I said, I'm not trying to predict the future.
Watching practice anymore. How's it been going for Mitch in his time, you know, working with scout team out here? The differences between when you were in a preseason.
He's, you know, I love where he is. I love his growth. You know, I think the guy works at it very hard. He's into it on game day. You know, he's into it because, you know, you're one play away from being a starter like any backup. It doesn't matter the position. You know, you have to prepare like, you know, you're one play away. So I like where he is, and I like his development.
You talk about Glennon and the upside there, and that's something Ryan obviously talked about when he made the signing. Where have you seen Mike ascend? What signs do you feel like where he is, you know, even though the sample size is relatively small, that he's going to track upward?
Well, I think, you know, he makes good decisions. He works.
Oh, my gosh, said he doesn't.
You know, he works super hard. I think it's evident to his teammates.
So does the custodian.
You know, what you'd expect from a starting quarterback. You know, like I said before, it's his second game, you know. Preparing now for our third
and
game.
And next week, yeah, next week will be his third game. And after that, the fourth.
This week
directly to the fifth, maybe.
Well, I mean, again, right now, you know, our margin for error is not huge, especially with some of the opponents we're
and you're
playing.
A bad coach.
You know, I remind
and you
everybody.
Don't do anything for
you know,
a living.
Two of those
you
last
steal
four
money.
Last week,
you have a giant ski
drops.
Mask on. You did it at the end of your Denver run.
Yesterday.
You're doing it now.
I
see through you.
Our hands were that
and I know
that,
you hear me.
You know, we need to
man.
Get better as a football team.
You're not
you know,
good
not
at your job.
John, I actually want to ask about the drafts before you brought that up.
Okay.
We know it's hard.
He's pretending he can't hear you.
I don't know why.
Well, it's just, you know, focus and concentration. You know, I think in a couple of cases, whether it was last week or
it's
this week.
Being bad.
You know, trying to run with
players
it before you
can't concentrate when they're
you know,
thinking about the unemployment checks they're going to have to get next year when no one else in the NFL signs them.
I'd liken it to those
which
you
love them. Because you love bums.
You know, I mean, it's just.
You're
you
a bum.
Stay focused. It's a very mental game, even though it's a very
you'll
physical
always
game.
Be a bum.
You know,
and even worse, you're an old bum.
You know, we've had a lot of guys rotate through there in a short period of time.
All rotations,
so again,
thoughts,
it's
crystal balls.
Some of those guys' is first game.
Crystal
too,
ball,
you know,
Huey.
So it's,
doesn't matter.
You know, something we'll continue to work
you're
on.
You're bad at your job.
Part of what we're trying to accomplish.
Put the mic
improve.
Down and walk away now. There it is. There it is. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Oh, hey, listen to you.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. You just heard
he
from your
good decisions.
Fearless leader, John Fox. Ladies and gentlemen, for the last 2 years, I thought I was being hard on this man. But you know what? I haven't been hard enough. I have no idea what he does. Even Mark Trestman, you know, delighted you with offensive things that first year before he got his ass kicked. This guy, no idea. This will be the third straight season that he starts 0-3. He loves being bad at the beginning of Bears seasons. This is no different. You tell me, in a city that couldn't wait to get Lovie Smith and Mark Trestman and all these other bums, Phil Emery, all these dudes, couldn't wait to get them out of here. What does this guy do? I'm tired of asking it every week. I asked it all year last year. I've asked it the first 2 weeks this year. And injuries, guess what? Everybody gets hurt in football, all right? But when you tell me what John Fox does to rally the troops, what does he do?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. I'm asking you. You got to take your ski mask off first so you can answer the question so it won't be muffled. What does he do? What does this team do? I don't even know why I feel this way, because I knew they were going to be bad. But guess what? If you're going to be bad, entertain me. It was my Sox theory before they rebuilt, right, Danny? I was like, hit home runs.
This is the problem. Do you ever hear Bill Belichick or Greg Popovich say, I don't know, I can't predict the future. I don't know.
Well, they don't globalize things because they're good at their job and they rely on their talent.
Or he hides behind something. Look, if all I know is when I used to deal with these guys every day for a living, a question, not all questions are hypotheticals.
Yeah, very specific.
It's a specific, real question.
How do you know?
When do you envision him playing? I'm not going to answer a hypothetical. That's not a hypothetical.
And ladies and gentlemen, when they can't answer the questions that you ask them, and they're very straightforward questions, they're very easy questions to ask, that means there's a lot of doubt. There's a lot of doubt, not only because sometimes we project as people in this industry, as fans of a team, we project onto team. Not sometimes, a lot of the time. But guess what? This is milling around that building, too. When Deion Sims looks right into a tape recorder and says, hey, by the way, we weren't on the same page. I'll just leave it at that. When you hear we weren't on the same page by two new guys, who do you think it's on?
That's also when you can't then countenance all the discussion of how John Fox is a culture builder, right? Because they always say, well, what does he do? Well, he builds culture. Well, hasn't built a winning culture in 3 years.
Nothing against him, but he's 9-25 now as the Bears head coach. This wouldn't rock in any other major market. It wouldn't. The softballs, the lobbing them up to him. I'm glad this crew turned on him, because for 2 years he's carried himself like he's running the New England damn Patriots here. He's oh, we're gonna build a different culture and get the really good football players out of here without ever, like Mully said, without ever replacing them. We're gonna get the really good football players out of here because we're building a culture. The culture has consisted of you getting your ass kicked regularly every Sunday, sometimes on Thursdays, sometimes on Mondays.
Bears Monday on The Score.
The Score is your home for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Join your host Josh Liss and our team of experts Sunday morning, October 8th, starting at 7 a.m. to hear the world's elite athletes compete on 26.2 miles of Chicago streets. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon live broadcast exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality used car at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Start with available 1.9% financing, then add Sunrise Chevy's huge selection of vehicles to fit any budget. Cars, trucks, SUVs, you name it, they've got it. That includes the area's best inventory of used cars for under 10 grand. Credit problem? Sunrise Chevy has financing for everyone. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it really on John Fox? When you decide that Elshon Jeffrey is superfluous to demand and you let him go because he doesn't really want to be here, that's fine. You never replaced him. You let a guy go and you never replaced him.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment's brought to you by Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's slices their all-natural meats and fresh veggies in-house every day, and they bake their bread fresh right where you can see it every single day since 1983. That's Jimmy Fresh. Zach Zaidman has fresh information on the heels of that. That John Fox performance, that was something special. Mike Glennon is the starting quarterback and remains as such because he makes good decisions. We need to get John a television, and Zach will be on your radio next on The Score.
Are you looking?
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
How are you giving Fox a fair bite at the apple here? You trade it up, and there's nothing wrong with trading up, provided the kid is good. You know, you got what looks like a good quarterback, but it's hands-off. You can't play him. So you got a player you can't play with the greatest asset that you had in the offseason. Fox is supposed to win without that.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Mike Glennon serves no purpose if he's turning the ball over. That's it. He serves no purpose. Is Mitch Trubisky ready to play in less than ideal conditions and not have his entire development stunted? That's it.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This week, the history of sports. This week in 1982, NFL players began a 57-day strike. This week in 1987, the NFL players went on strike for 24 days. Jose Canseco became the first baseball player to steal 40 bases and hit 40 home runs. This week in 1988. This week in 1991, USA Basketball announced its dream team for the 1992 Olympics. This week in 1992 saw the first female playing in an NHL exhibition game. And the final home game was played at the original Yankee Stadium this week in 2008.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Chris Bryant.
We have a pretty good opportunity here to kind of separate ourselves. But at the same time, don't put too much pressure on ourselves. There's no need for it. Because, you know, I think at the end of the day, we know what type of team we have. We know what we're capable of. So if we just go out there and play, you know, I think good things will happen.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it really on John Fox when you decide that Elshon Jeffrey is superfluous to demand and you let him go because he doesn't really want to be here? That's fine. You never